Blog Talk Radio.
Too much month left over at the end of the money? Tired of stretching out your paycheck to the last penny? Learn how to think like a millionaire, live within your means, and find true financial independence with Heather Wagenhals. Unlock Your Wealth Radio. Tune in to the midweek update for all the tips and tricks you'll need to manage your money. Here's your host, Heather Wagenhals.
Welcome to the broadcast, everyone. You are listening to the midweek update on Heather Wagenhals Unlock Your Wealth Radio. It is Wednesday, November 4th. It's the second day of my life as a 40-year-old, and we are broadcasting live from the HQ Real Estate and Investment offices right here in Scottsdale, Arizona. I am so excited about today's show. It's my first show as a 40-year-old. And for those of you who are joining us for the first time, welcome to the broadcast. And this Wednesday and every Wednesday and Saturdays at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, it's 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Wait a minute. We just changed it to 9. I'm losing my mind. Pacific Standard Time, we bring you all kinds of news, tips, tricks, and information about crisis management and financial wellness to help you and your family achieve financial independence. It's pretty fabulous. We do it 30 minutes every Wednesday at whatever time. Now I'm totally confused. And 30 minutes every Wednesday and 2 hours every Saturday. Our midweek update is a little more footloose and fancy-free without as much structure, so we can answer listener questions at that time and talk about specific things like what's coming up on the next show and different topics of the day and things that are provocative to you, and this is an opportunity for us to interact a little bit more than the way it is on the Saturday show because we have guests and we want to get the information out, and so we are not always able to take questions. There's not always an opportune time to do that as we engage our discussions in trying to get the most information and the most bang for the listener buck for you guys. So Wednesday is our show to do that. If you have a question that you would like answered today on air, please send an email to MWU, that's the abbreviation for Midweek Update, at unlockyourwealth.com, and let us know what you're interested in. If you have a challenge or a particular question that you're looking for some advice on, I'd be happy to take your question on the air. So if you send that over right now, or you can chat in with your questions. If you are listening from the Blog Talk Radio show page, all you have to do is friend the show, and then you can join the chat room. And our fabulous segment host, radio show producer, and e-zine editor, Karen Gurm, is moderating the chat room. And so she can let me know if you have a burning desire to know one particular thing about money, personal finance, credit, mortgages, real estate, you name it. I don't have a crystal ball, but I will do my best to answer your questions to the best of my ability to help guide you and get your information and your attitude adjusted so you can accomplish financial independence for you and your family. So last week, we had a great show. Our Halloween episode was Knowledge is Power, Not Knowing is Powerful. And it was all about recognizing our strengths and identifying our weaknesses, and not necessarily because we want to become strong in our weak categories, but that we recognize that there is an area of concern that we must address in order to make ourselves whole financially and either A, educate ourselves, or B, delegate that to a professional in that industry. So if you don't really understand life insurance or health insurance or annuities, then you need to have the expertise of an insurance broker recommend products based on what your financial goals are. Because remember, insurance is a tool. to build wealth. So many people misunderstand what insurance is. All insurance does, and all it's designed to do, is to cover you in the event of a loss when you are not financially prepared for it. Our goal as individuals in pursuit of financial independence are looking for an opportunity to become what we call self-insured. And that's a concept that so many people don't understand. Would you enjoy the ability to walk into a doctor's office, an attorney's office, your CPA's office, and be able to pay cash for their services? Wouldn't that be great, where you don't have to finance it or you don't have to have an insurance program in place? That's where we want to be, financially independent. It's very liberating. It's about freedom. It's not about money. It's not about just a dollar sign in your bank account. It's about the freedom that financial independence can bring you. And one of the things that we need to do is, and we've got this key coming up in a few weeks, hope for the best, plan for the worst, but we have to be able to write that check, whether or not we can write that check. And how do we do that? That we need to be insured to protect ourselves against loss until we can become self-insured. So insurance is temporary. It's a temporary need, and it's to fill that level of void where we do not have the ability to be financially independent and write that check directly for whatever those medical services are. So that's what insurance is. So if you don't understand insurance, you need to consult an insurance professional who can further guide you and show you what products you need and what products you don't need, and to put more money back in your pocket to get you the best coverage for the least amount of money. The next thing you need to know is how to balance your checkbook. And if you do not know how to manage your money, if you find that you are paying the bank more in fees for overdrafts or late pays than you are collecting in interest, you've got a problem, and you need to see a personal financial coach. Bottom line, you need to be able to learn and get the tools to manage your money effectively. If not, you need to hire a bookkeeper so they can keep track of your finances and so you are aware of how much money you have going in to your account and how much money you have going out, and know what disposable income you have, if any, to be able to spend freely on what you would desire as opposed to what you need. So if you don't have your ducks in a row, you need a personal finance coach, somebody that will give you the tools to be able to create financial independence yourself and manage your money more effectively, or you need to have a bookkeeper or an accountant take care of that for you. So again, this is all about either acquiring the knowledge or delegating the knowledge. And then if you don't understand how legal things work, if you have civil issues with your neighbors or things like that, you need to not take matters into your own hand if they're encroaching your property or things like that or playing their music too loud. You need to consult the advice of a legal expert. That would be an attorney. So there's a variety of things that you can do that where you don't have to go out and get the skills to be able to defend yourself, like, say, what an attorney does for you. You just have to be able to know what you know and know what you don't know. And what you don't know, you either need to learn or say, I'm not willing or able to learn, and that's okay, but then you have to delegate that so you don't leave any gaps or holes in your financial plan, because that, when you're uncovered, you're exposed to risk and liability, and that's where things sneak up on you, right through that black hole that you didn't think about. So if you'd like a worksheet, we gave out a worksheet on Saturday to our listeners who were interested. So if you would like a worksheet on what you need to know and how to either educate or delegate, send us an email at WKS, that's my abbreviation for worksheet, WKS@unlockyourwealth.com, and I'd be happy to send you that knowledge is power, not knowing is powerful worksheet, so you can identify your personal financial strengths and weaknesses and how to accomplish either educating or delegating effectively. I'm excited about this week's key, because this week's key is take emotion out of the picture. And we'll talk a little bit more about that key coming up in the broadcast. But it's all about dissociating your emotions when it comes time to conciliate your finances, when it comes time to consider new expenditures, when it comes time to having to make some tough decisions about when it's time to cut things out. And we need to keep our passions in perspective. You need to be excited at the prospect of making money. You need to be excited about creating financial freedom for you and your family. But when it comes to managing your money, you need to be kind of more drone-like. And this key I created, this is almost kind of in memory of my father. Because my father used to always say, he worked for the same company for his entire professional career until he passed away. And what he would do is he was a general manager for a linen company. So when you go to a restaurant and they have floor mats and tablecloths and napkins, that was what he did. You go to the hospital, they have sheets and blankets. That's what they provided. And he created kind of a niche position for himself. And he won manager of the year a couple of times. And so as a result, they would move him around to the ailing plants to go in and right the ship when they were in a wrong direction. And anytime any of the plants lost profitability, they'd move him there for a year or two to get it back on track. And I used to never understand what he said when I was younger. My brother and I weren't really around him much, so most of the things that he said had tremendous impact because we didn't have so much exposure with him. But he used to always say, I can manage a multi-million dollar budget, but when it comes to my own checkbook, I'm totally lost. And I kept thinking about that and thinking about that, and I was like, what is missing? Why can he manage that other stuff? And he says, well, it's not my money. I can tell somebody to do with their money, what to do with their money, but I can't tell myself what to do with my money. And I thought and I thought and I thought, and the reason why is because he was emotionally engaged to his dollar because he had earned it. It was blood, sweat, and tears that created that money. And so when we create our money, we're biased to it. And this is where financial problems can arise, and it's mostly emotionally driven. Most of the challenges that people have, and if you have been listening to our Unlock Your Wealth protege on Saturdays, Nikki, she's very emotional about her finances. And people get emotionally engaged because they feel like they work so hard, and then the media tells us we're so entitled to all these things that at the end of the day we're not really entitled to unless we can pay for them. But with the advent of Easy Credit, now all of a sudden we have the power to make ineffective decisions based on what? Emotion. So what's fabulous about this week's broadcast is on Saturday we're going to talk all about how do we take emotion out of the picture. So I'm really excited about this week's broadcast. Wow, can you believe we're already through the first half of this show? Right after our short commercial break, we're going to come back with our Millionaire Minute from Saturday and some minutes on your money for this week. Thanks for joining us, and stay tuned. You are listening to the Midweek Update on Heather Wagenhall's Unlock Your Wealth Radio. We'll be right back after this.
Like, has your cell phone or iPod ever totally run out of battery before? Maybe you're somewhere without power, like fishing, camping, or the beach. Now you can have all the power you need. The K3 Charger by Kinesis Industries uses wind and sun to charge your devices anytime, day or night. Use the wind and sun to store up charging power or charge your device right on the spot. Available now for $99.95 at www.kinesisindustries.com. That's Kinesis, K-I-N-E-S-I-S. Industries.com. Like, go there, totally.
Hi, this is Melanie, and I'm part of Two for the Road USA. I'm the X from Boomer and X. I've been test driving cars for several years, but in the last 18 months, I found it difficult to get in and out of the test vehicles. I kept complaining the manufacturers didn't make the seats large enough until I realized it was me who was too large at 220 pounds. Thanks to the Diradori weight loss program, I lost 50 pounds. The Diradori program is physician-supervised, non-surgical, safe, and effective, and you can lose up to 5 to 10 pounds the first week and 15 to 20 in a month. I did. It controls hunger and trains your body to burn fat, all on an easy-to-follow regimen of exercise, hydration, and delicious, healthy eating. It is a three-phase program combining medication, nutrition, and exercise. This is an affordable program with counselors available at any time. I went from a size 20 to a size 10 in 7 months, and I feel like a different person. Check out my photos on twofortheroadusa.com. Click on Watch Melanie Lose Weight on Diradori. Call Diradori now at 480-661-9662.
Karen Gurm here. You probably recognize me as your segment host for News by the Numbers. Did you know I am also one of the certified NLP practitioners and a financial coach here at the Unlock Your Wealth Foundation? The most successful people in life have coaches to guide them along their chosen path. Tiger Woods, Michael Jordan, Tony Stewart, Tom Hopkins, Robert Kiyosaki all had coaches. Whether it was their father, someone else's father, or another person who helped them to shape their desires into an achievable path to success with a system of accountability where quitting was the only way to fail. Each of these people had someone who didn't see them as they first were, but as the person inside they knew they could easily become. Financial coaching can be the single addition you need to become financially independent. Call the Unlock Your Wealth Foundation now for your free consultation. 1-866-966-9420. 1-866-966-9420. Or visit us on the web at www.unlockyourwealth.com.
Even in today's economy, I, Count Dracula, have had to foreclose on my castle. But because of Heather Wagenhall's Unlock Your Wealth Radio, I have not only reacquired my castle, but I have opened a resort for the undead. Tune in to Heather Wagenhall's Unlock Your Wealth Radio. She's the only one not trying to suck you dry.
Home ownership is one of the most common ways to build wealth. With credit standards tightening more and more, you really have to plan to buy a house. You have to develop a solid plan for saving up, for making sure your credit is in order to achieve the dream of home ownership. Don't procrastinate. Don't waste time. Plan, people, then carry out the plan. Procrastination's your opponent, folks, you have to get on it. Gotta plan for tomorrow, can't just live for the moment. Let me be your proponent to get this wealth if you want it. But first, answer the question, do you rent it or own it? If you rent it, then you
miss it. No procrastination here on the Midweek Update. No three. Welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. You are listening to the Midweek Update on Heather Wagenhall's Unlock Your Wealth Radio. We are so glad to have you with us. For those of you who are just joining us for the first time, we on the Unlock Your Wealth Radio program talk about crisis management and financial wellness tools designed to help everyone, man, woman, and child alike, manage their finances and attitudes for the single purpose of achieving financial independence. And this week's key, with take emotion out of the picture, is part of that attitude rearrangement. One of the fabulous things about the brain that I love, and I love neurolinguistic programming, and for those regular listeners, you have heard me wax poetically about the virtues of neurolinguistic programming, and we incorporate that in all of our keys to help us achieve financial independence, because we have all the tools we need to achieve financial independence. The problem or the challenge is they may not always be arranged in a way that it's benefiting us. So we have to take a step back and dissociate our emotions and effectively analyze where we are and what we're doing and what causes the patterns that keep us perpetually in debt. And that's what we do here on this show, is we figure out what it is that keeps everyone impoverished, keeps us in cycles of debt, chronically financially burdened. And it's very simple and easy to identify when you understand neuro-linguistic programming. And I'm just really excited about this week's show because Take Emotion Out of the Picture is going to talk a lot about that. So, minutes on your money. Are you guys all ready? Despite millions of job seekers, many positions sit open. And I know because I have had positions open here at my company for a long time, and I can't seem to find people to fill it. And according to Jessica Dickler of CNNMoney.com, a staff writer, says despite millions of unemployed job seekers desperate for work, many open positions are languishing unfilled. And the reason? Not enough candidates. This is kind of interesting because it says, with job openings largely concentrated in specialized industries like healthcare, green technology, and energy, some employers say that the problem is finding qualified workers, which are in short supply. Meanwhile, they are inundated with eager candidates from other industries who lack the skills and experience that the job requires. Now, according to a recent survey by Human Capital Institute and The Ladders, more than half of employers said the quality of candidates or availability of candidates are their greatest challenges despite the recession. So I want to know who was working that got laid off that can't get another job. What were they doing? That's where my confusion lays. It says job postings, which appear on Career Builder, Craigslist, and some of the other regional sites, garner a lot of attention, and says they get tons of resumes from people, but they're just not getting highly qualified candidates. So the problem, according to Willoughby, is that they are bombarded by resumes from job seekers without the 2 years or more of healthcare experience necessary. They're seeing a lot of people trying to break into the healthcare arena, and I can tell you that is for certain because I know one of my friends just had to go and be on a waiting list to get into the nursing program here at Arizona State University. Because everybody wants to be in, but isn't that interesting that once they get their degree, they can't get a job? It says human resources spend too much time sifting through resumes for people who aren't remotely qualified and can't find many that are. They said that they've gotten close to 300 resumes for a service coordinator position, and out of that, out of 300, they only invited 4 in to be interviewed. So I think that that's really interesting somebody else seems to feel the same way I do. I've been advertising for good quality help, and it seems like with all the unemployed people that there would be a litany of people lined up at the door trying to get a job, but it just doesn't seem to be the case. Catherine Clifford of CNN Money writes, CIT's long goodbye. CIT Group's collapse has been more than a year in the making, and Main Street businesses began feeling the effects long ago. And this is from New York, where the CIT Group filed for bankruptcy Sunday. It wasn't much of a surprise. The once dominant small business lender has been largely sidelined for more than a year. CIT Group was historically a major player in two key markets, lending to new and expanding businesses, especially franchises, and providing short-term financing for retail suppliers. And on the retail suppliers, CIT has stayed active, but its traditional lending has come to a near standstill. Last year, the group made more than 1,200 loans through the Small Business Association's primary lending program, totaling $771 million. But in 2009 fiscal year, which ended September 30th, its loan volume fell 88%. It says they just made 142 loans totaling $105 million. I cannot wrap my arms around this. I don't know, and the article doesn't quite say, if it was an underwriting standard or what has changed, because I know that retailers can't get supplies in because they don't have money to continue to buy so they could have stock on hand. I mean, that's what I'm hearing from my friends that are small business owners. says that sharp drop-off has left their usual borrowers scrambling to find new financiers. In the past, CIT has been an important lender to the franchise businesses, says Alyssa Harrison, a spokesperson for the International Franchise Association. Says, however, earlier this year, they dramatically reduced their lending to the industry as a result of their financial problems, prompting franchise companies to seek alternative sources to replace that income source. One popular franchise, Dunkin' Donuts, relied on CIT for years as one of its preferred lenders, but CIT's lending dried up as the economy deteriorated, and the volumes with the franchises were certainly lower in 2009 than in previous years. But Dunkin' Donuts insists that their precarious financial state isn't hindering their company. It says in no way affects their stores, their ability to grow, or ability to meet consumer demand, according to Mastroangelo, the head of Dunkin' Donuts. So it's kind of interesting. Outgoing CIO City, boy, am I tongue-tied today. Outgoing CIT CEO, too many initials, Jeffrey Peek, likes to call his company the bridge between Wall Street and Main Street, but since last year, that bridge has been collapsing. And it says, kind of interesting, this is why it's so terrible for Main Street, Coleman says. If this were a GM plant, everybody would be screaming that we need to keep this GM plant there. But, oops. So it's kind of a bummer. Anyway, I want to get real quick to the Millionaire Minute that we had from last week from ehow.com. For those of you joining us for the first time, the Millionaire Minute segment is where we crawl into the heads of our top millionaire thinkers and put out 60 seconds of tools you can incorporate into your life right now today. And this is from ehow.com. A defensive strategy is a penny saved is a penny earned. Build your wealth by defending the money you have now. Defensive strategy number two, stop frivolous spending. Do you really need a $4 Starbucks coffee? Do you really need to buy lunch at the cafeteria? Look at all the ways you spend money each day and decide, do I really need this? Now for some offensive strategies, the key step of building wealth is frugality. While defending your wealth is important, of equal importance is building your wealth through an offensive strategy. Look for ways to take on more projects at work with greater visibility that may land you a promotion. Once you have saved and look for ways to generate extra money, the next step is investing your money and start. Make it a lifelong process is the next offensive strategy. Now, fully and completely integrate these habits now. See yourself in this way. Look forward into the future and watch how differently people will respond to you and imagine yourself with these successes already. Create some affirmations with these tools as well to reinforce what you have just integrated into your personality. And that's your Millionaire Minute. We have so much in store for you this week. We have the latest update on our Unlock Your Wealth protege, Nikki Payne, coming up on Saturday. We also have our key, which is take emotion out of the picture, one of our most important keys that we have. As always, fabulous Investor's Edge guests. We have more Minutes on Your Money, Millionaire Minutes, and News by the Numbers. Our stock market update from the illustrious Kieran Germ, who will tell us what's going on in the financial markets this week and how it's going to affect you. So make sure you tune in for this show. It's Saturday at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Thank you for joining us on the Midweek Update. We hope that gave you a shot in the arm to make you last until Saturday, and we'll look forward to chatting with you then.
I've had it up to here, listening to a small segment of people trying to put down America. America's the greatest land on earth, and we ought to be proud of what we have. I'm proud of America. I'm proud of our people, and I'm going to prove it. We're American and damn proud of it.
Frankly, I'm getting a little ticked off.
Go to hell.